AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A state spokesperson says a man illegally brought a handgun into the Wisconsin Capitol, demanding to see Governor Tony Evers, and returned at night with an assault rifle after posting bail. A spokesperson said the man, who was shirtless and had a holstered handgun, approached the governor's office on the first floor of the Capitol yesterday afternoon. Evers was not in the building at the time. That man returned to the outside of the Capitol last night with an assault-style rifle and was taken into custody. Lawyers for Donald Trump asked for a delay of his classified documents trial in Florida until after the presidential election. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Donald Trump's lawyers are asking Judge Aileen Cannon to postpone the classified documents trial, scheduled to begin next May, until at least November of next year. They say they haven't received all the documents they need to prepare his defense. The case stems from confidential records found at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The lawyers also cite scheduling conflicts with three other cases underway, including the New York business fraud trial, which Trump attended this week, blasting Attorney General Letitia James.
A corrupt Attorney General. She's totally corrupt. She just wanted the publicity to run for governor. And then she failed.
There's another trial scheduled for March of next year in Washington, D.C., and an upcoming trial in Fulton County, Georgia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine says a Russian rocket hit a cafe in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 51 civilians. Meantime, in Spain.
We'll do it. We must win.
President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking world leaders for more help against Russia.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else. And it is realistic.
Ukraine says a 6-year-old boy was among the dead in eastern Ukraine. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. British regulators have started an investigation into Amazon and Microsoft's positions in the cloud communications market.
Together, both companies make up between 70 to 80% of the market share in an industry worth over $9 billion. After a year-long study, UK communications regulator Ofcom claims that British businesses face barriers when they try to switch or use multiple cloud suppliers. As a result, Ofcom have passed on their findings to the UK antitrust watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority. The CMA are opening an in-depth investigation that is expected to wrap up by April 2025. Karen Shamas, London.
The mayor of Tokyo's busy Shibuya shopping and entertainment district is asking people who want to celebrate Halloween to stay away, fearing big crowds could cause a disaster similar to last year's fatal crowd surge in Seoul, South Korea. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.